Hello again. This is John Chardy to have words with you. NPR has just forwarded me a whole bag of mail from listeners. I wish I could answer it all, but it would take me at least 2 weeks, and I hope you will forgive me if I say I would rather use my time to dig into our mad, wonderful language. Language is too interesting to be reduced simply to skeletal notes. I try for readable histories of our words and expressions. If I live about, say, 600 years, I may even cover almost everything. Meanwhile, I gather that someone has recently syndicated some romantic nonsense about widow's walks, for several letters from widely scattered points ask about them. Is it true that New England sea captains built great houses along the shore and built on their rooftops small railed platforms their wives might climb to wait there for a first glimpse of their returning sails? The story is touchingly romantic, and it may be that some obsessive wives did pace those walks for weeks at a time, waiting to raise a sail. But when might one reasonably start to anticipate the return of a clipper ship from China or of a whaler on a long voyage that would end only when its hold was full of oil? In keeping faithful watches, a captain's wife would certainly have to forego her housework for weeks and even months at a time, and who wants to sail home to an ill-kept house? There is also the fact that widows' walks can be found in colonial houses far inland. The fact is that these walks were always built around or next to chimneys, and always bore large barrels of water with a pail or two for fighting chimney fires. Such fire stations were essential in colonial architecture because food was prepared in large fireplaces and the greasy fumes of cooking regularly coated the flues. Add the resins from burning firewood, and chimneys readily became fire traps. The wise householder kept in touch with a good chimney sweep, but a barrel or two of water and a handy bucket were a wise precaution up there on the roof landing. I have no doubt that some wives along the coast walked these walks in anticipation of a sail, and that some widows walked them in dread. Along the shore, that rooftop walk must have been a fine place to take the view and catch an evening breeze. But the romance of the widow's walk must, finally, yield to the dangers of fire in a greasy chimney. This is John Chardy saying, we need all the romantic bubbles we can blow. I am sorry, therefore, to prick this one, but better that than to have your house burned down. May it stand tall to happy days, and for them, until our next word ramble, and long beyond, good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.